Anyhow, today's daf is Ayin Hey. No, it's not.
Hey.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is. Hey. Daf Ayin Hey. Okay. We are up to the fourth line from the top. Yosser of Dimi.
Yeah?
We're still with the Liv Yosser. In case you're hungry, there's some leftovers from the Liv Yosser that we had from yesterday. I see Rabbi Abanayan came to hear the rest of the Liv Yosser story. Yosser of Dimi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi came and said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. B'shar shal Liv Yosser Ro'ev. When the Liv Yosser is hungry, mitzi hevel mipiv, he exhales some hot air from his mouth, umarsiach kol meimashe betzula, and it boils up all the waters in all the depths, shenemar, yarsiach kesir metzula, he will boil up like a pot that boils up in the depths. V'olmole machdis reisho legan Eden, if in this state of warmth he would stick his head into Gan Eden, no one would be able to take the smell because the smell of Gan Eden would be like overpowering perfume. You know, when sometimes you stand next to someone who's got lots of perfume on, and it's so overpowering because it would be the smell of Gan Eden together with the heat of his hot breath. Of his hot breath, then sorry.
This is just a bad breath.
Yeah, but it's not bad breath. So, okay, whatever. But it's from Gan Eden, though.
It's from his mouth.
Yeah, but it's Gan Eden smell. Shenemar, Yom Yosim Kimrakocha. He makes the sea like a Merkocha is like a chemist who puts together different ingredients. Besomim. So that's when he's hungry. When he's thirsty, Oiset Tlomim Tlomim Bayom. So he has a drink from the sea, and it looks like he's dug big gouges out of the sea. Rows of dug out gouges. Shenemar. Afterwards, after he finishes drinking, then it's you see Nesiv is a path. So it's like there's a big path dug out of the ocean. So that's what waves is. It's sort of Yosson having a drink. And after he has a drink, and he gouges out and drinks up his full drink, then the depths don't go back to their normal level. Ad Shivim Shana. So it's not global warming or whatever they say. Liv Yosser had a drink, so therefore it took
sea level came.
Took sea level goes down.
Thing he only gets thirsty once in 7 years.
That's right. Shenemar yachshev to homeless seva. It'll be considered seva, and of course seva, like we say, ben shivim le seva. 70 is seva. She ain't seva pchusa mishivim, and therefore it's 70 years. Okay, next. Still on the Liv Yosser. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yechidan, Asher Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasis tzeudu latzadikim misavet shel Liv Yosser. In the future, the Eibishter will make a suda from the meat of the Liv Yosser, or the fish course will be the Liv Yosser. Herring. He salted the lady. No, he killed the lady and salted it. Yeah. So Nemar, Yichru Olav, apparently it's Chaborim, not Chaverim. Yichru is a lotion of eating. Ein Kore Ella Suda. It means over here a meal. Shenema v'yichulam kara gedoyla. This was he made for the king made for the malchi Aram. What's dessert? V'yichulam kara gedoyla. He made a big suda. V'yichul v'yishtu when they ate and drank. So kara is lashon of eating and drinking. V'en chaverim, it's chaborim, but it's you can read it as chaverim without that. Elu tzabed chachamim, el tzabed chachamim, en chaverim, el tzabed chachamim. When it says chaverim, it refers to tzabed chachamim. Shenemar, hayeshevas paganim chaverim, makshivim lekocha hashmiyeni. Got that from the mimer. It's a mimer in Shir HaShirim, yeah? That he sits in the garden, and the chaverim are listening, means in the Gan Eden, and the chaverim, which is the tzabed chachamim, are listening to Hashem's voice. And what about the leftovers? Because it's a very big fish, so they're not going to eat it. Even how many tamid chachamim are there already? So, or tzaddikim. So therefore, there's got to be leftovers.
What do you mean? The ordinary people don't eat it.
Doesn't look like it. Tzaddikim.
No, it's a suda for tzaddikim.
So it's a suda for tzaddikim. The ordinary people get.
You would, if you like, you get a job as a waiter.
Fish balls. The ordinary people get clicks fish balls. That's why. Vashar. And the leftover fish, mechalkim esoy, they divide it up. And they sell it in the market in Yerushalayim. In the Machane Yehuda, they go and they sell the leftovers.
So you'll set up a stool, Yehuda.
Shenemar, Yeshtet, Yechatzuhu, they divide it up ben knanim. So Kananim sounds like it means people from Canaan, but we know that in Kananim el Tagorim, the word Kananim can mean Sochrim, merchants. Shanemar, Kanan biyodei mozne mirma, that a merchant has in his hand scales that he tricks people with. Not in Rishon, of course. Lashik ahav to rob.
Interesting that they bring this for Kanani Taga via this posik.
Not in Chumash with
the. Yeah, but the other one is a thing. There's a Gemara saying Sochim or somewhere. It says Taga is not a. Ba'yimo Yimitzilus Hashem or something or other. They bring that posik.
Isn't there a thing about the Kananim with the way they sold Yosef? There was Kananim over there. Rashi says there was Tagorim, no?
No, that's not Kananim. They didn't have Kananim. Yolim, Adonim, and Ishmaelim.
Where was the Kananim? Oh, no, no. It's. Yashram Yehuda.
Knani,
yeah. And Rashi says they're a tagar.
Yeah, but they bring a different pasuk for Araya for them.
Okay. Anyway, this pasuk is interesting too. We boy same mehacha or different pasuk. I should say chreh sorin knaneha nichbedayaretz. Again, it means that the soichrim are knaneha. So the knan means the soichrim. The yomer rabbi echan asik hashpacha lashes sukkah latzadikim. What's he going to do with the skin of the Leviathan? He's not going to make sushi out of it.
I like the skin of fish.
You like, fish. Yeah, well, you could make
sushi. You're going to eat this. This is going to be the balls of the sushi.
You're having the good fish balls, mate.
The whales is not good enough for sushi.
You are going to have fish balls, mate. So, he makes the skin to make a sukkah. Obviously, the sukkah won't be kosher for sukkahs because it's made out of skin. But it'll just be a nice... A nice house.
What's wrong with
no, because this is going to be this
schach.
This is schach as well, yeah. Shenemar hatamale. Oh, I can't read the small writing. Hatamale basukos oiroi. Let's fill up a sukkah with the skin of the Leviathan. Now, what sort of sukkah will you get? Zacha, if the person, the tzaddik, has a big schus, oisin lay sukkah. Then he gets a full sukkah with a roof and walls. And he can live like a mensch. Loi zacha, if he's not on that highest level, so they're all for tzaddikim, it says, right? But the next level of tzaddik, who's not such a big tzaddik, but the next level, is oisin loi tzlotzal. It should be first tzail. He'll get shade, which means only a roof with no walls. He'll have one of those gazebo things. Pagola has no roof either. But there's a roof. A carport, yeah. Shenemar over tzlotzal dogim roshoy, and over his head will be the shade from the fish. Zocha, next level, oisin loy tzlotzal. Zocha oisin loy tzlotzal. When it comes to the roof, so if he's zocha, he'll get a full roof that's over, you know, a nice area. Loy zocha oisin loy anak. He only gets a little bit of shade, like anak is a kind of a thing that goes around your neck. It's a little bit, it's a little tiny umbrella of shade. That he'll be under. Shenemar va'anokim legargarei secha. Nokim is that goes around your throat, so it's gargar, which is the throat. Zocha, if he's a good tzaddik, oisanoy anok. So I mean, to this level. So on this level, he'll get a anok. If he's loy zocha, if he's not even on that level, oisanoy kameya. Or he'll get. Anok is a thing that goes around your neck. No, it's a jewelry type of thing that goes around your neck. Big. So then again, next level down, oisin le kameya. He doesn't even get the anak. He gets a kameya, an amulet to wear. Shenemar kashrenu lenarusecha, and you tie it around. Six shereno, yeah, that's the one. You tie it around. I can't read the small writing, so you have to read it for me. Okay, Vashar, well, what about the rest of it? Because, you know, there's not that many tzaddikim, so you've got this whole big skin. What are we going to do with it? The rest of it, Persa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chemes, Yerushalayim, Baruch Hu, will spread it out over the walls of Yerushalayim. V'ziv, Mavik, Misefe, Elam, Atsofe, and it'll shine from one end of the world to the other. Shenemar, V'holch, Goyim, L'Erech, and the Goyim will go by your light, and V'lochim, L'Neig, Azarkech, and the kings, by the shine of your shining, of your rays. Okay, so that is the Leviathan. Now that we talked about the walls of Yerushalayim, we have the next pasuk is in Yeshayahu. V'samti kad koid shimshay sayich. I will make shimshay sayich. Rashbam says means the walls. So the walls of Yerushalayim will be made out of kad koid. What's kad koid? Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. Pligi tre malachei berakia. There's a machlokes malachim in heaven, which is Gavriel and Michael. The army law, some say it wasn't a machlekes malachim, but it's tre amaroim marava. Two amaroim in Eretz Yisrael, you know, close enough. Other two malachim or two amaroim. Umaninu, who are the amaroim in Eretz Yisrael? Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Rav Chiya, the two sons of Rav Chiya. Chad omar shoyam. One says that the walls of Yerushalayim were made out of shoyam, which is one of the precious stones, like in the Hoshim. Avachadomar Yoshven, that's another one of them. So they'll be made out of precious stone. The walls of Yerushalayim will be not brick, not stone, like or whatever the stones they have now. It'll be either Shoyam or Yoshva. So the Eibishter says, you guys are arguing which one to have. Leve kedein uchedein. We'll do both. So that's katkoid. The word katkoid is kedein uchedein. Like both opinions, he'll make the walls of Yerushalayim. Usharayich, and the gates will be la'avnei ektoch. Will be carved out stone. So what's going on over here? So you have a wall, and you have to carve out to make a gate in the wall. The gate's Shariafa over there is going to be carved out of this whatever stone it is. Kiha the Yosher Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan, you're sitting with Kadarish, and he learned as follows: Asher Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lahavi Yavanim Tovis Umargolios Shem Shloishim Oshloishim. The Eibishter will find big stones that are precious stones, but they're 30 amas by 30 amas. The chaykik behen eser al esrim, and he will carve out of those 30 by 30, he will carve out a door, a gap of 10 by 20 to be the doorway. And that'll be the gate. Umamidam b'shar Yerushalayim, that will be the gates of Yerushalayim. So it looks like fun. Ligleg olav oise Talmud. So Rabbi Yochanan said this, and one of his students was mocking him. And he said, what are you talking about? Those precious stones of Shoyam and Yoshva, you can't even find in the whole world, in the Mineral Council, the size of an egg of a small, something or other, a small bird. Yeah, so there is, in the whole world, there isn't that much Shoyam and Yoshva. And you're telling me, the walls of Yerushalayim 30 by 30 are going to be made out of this stuff. Kula haimishkachinon, you're going to find so much. So he was mocking him. Leyamim, a bit later, he fligas finasta bayam. This Talmud went for a boat cruise. Chaza malachei ashoris, and he found the malachei ashoris, like you do when you're on a cruise. I don't know what he was smoking on the cruise, but anyway, he found the malachei ashoris. The yasvi, they were sitting, v'kaminsari avanim tevis amagolias, they were sanding and whatever in the sira, like when you sand the wood, you have to make it smooth. They were sanding these avonim tevim and some agolias, shem lamed al lamed, and the planks, the pieces were 30 by 30. The chokuk pahem esaburam esrin, and engraved in each one of the 30 by 30 was a gate of 10 by 20, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said. So he said to the Malachim, Hani Laman, what's the purpose of these things? Amrulay, and they told him, these are going to be the gates of Yerushalayim in the future. So the Talmud saw this, and he was very taken aback. He said, ooh. He came back to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Amalay Drosh Rabbi. And he says, yeah, you can do the drosha. L'chona l'drosh. Your droshas are good. Kasher Amarta, Kein Ra'isi. That's like you said, that's what I saw. You were right. Says to him, when I gave the drosha, you were laughing at me. Now that you saw it, you're making all these nice praises. Reka, you empty. Pusta vista kela.
Nothing
should be nothing. If you wouldn't have seen it with your own eyes, like Hemanta, you wouldn't have believed me. You are someone who mocks the words of the Chachamim, and you're not a nice person. Nasan Einav Boy, and he put his eye, he looked at him, he gave him the...
not a first for Rabbi Yochanan.
He gave him the look, Venasa Gal Shalat Tzomos, and that was the end of that Talmud.
Motta wants to be able to do that at the shir as well.
Yeah,
the Talmud is enough for all of the people to see Menachem doing this. This time a Talmud.
Yeah, it shows you how much the Eibishter goes out of his way to show him these Malachim, to show that one doesn't mock the Talmud of Chachamim. Okay, nevertheless, even though the last guy who laughed at Rabbi Yochanan ended up a Gal Shalat Tzomos, the Gemara still asks Meisavei. Didn't give up. Maybe Meisavei is a bit more respectable than Malagleg, anyway. We have a bryce like this. In the brachas in Parsha B'chuk Kaisa, right before the Torah Chod, there's the brachas. And the brachas, it says, I will make you walk upright. Yeah, that means in the future, people are going to be taller. What is upright? How much is taller? Rav Meir Emer Masayim Amo. We're going to be 200 amas tall.
It would be great in the NBA, yeah?
Can you imagine the price of the suit?
Yeah, but imagine how much you'd get paid by the Golden State Warriors, you know?
Messiah Amar, Kishtei Kaimah, Yishal Adam Harishon. Twice as tall as Adam Harishon, who was 100 amas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meya Amar. Rabbi Yehuda says we'll be only 100 amas tall, not too bad. Keneged Heichel V'Koslov, like the size in the second base of Migdash, when they had the walls that were 100 amas tall, the Heichel. Yeah. Shenemar Asher Boneinu Kinetiim Gudolim Binureim, that our sons will be like grown plantings when they're young. Bneisenu Kizovies Mechutovies Tavnis Heichel, our daughters will be like the groups carved out from the size of the Heichel. Now Heichel is 100 amas tall. Okay, so what do we see from that? People are going to be 100 amas tall, other 2 amas, 100 amas tall. What good is a gate that's only 20? You, Rabbi Yochanan, said the gate, Shaar Yafa, is going to be what? 20 amas tall. And Shaar Yafa, is it? It goes all the way through the top, doesn't it?
No, it's an arch.
So how tall is it now? I don't know, but it's not 100 amas anyway. So he says, if you're going to be 100 amas tall, having a gate that's only 20 amas high, it's going to be a little bit of a problem getting through the door.
This was built by, what's his name anyway, this whole wall by, was it Al-Saladin it was built by? The Arab conqueror.
Yeah, it's an Arab wall. So God's going to replace it with this other wall. Kika Omar, so it's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan, emphasis Rabbi Yochanan, Kika Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lekavi the Beziki. He's not talking about the gates. He's not even talking about Shaar Yafa. He's talking about the windows at the top, which is made for air to come in. So now they use it for shooting at the Arabs, but on the top of the wall there. If you ever go walking on the top of the walls there, they have all the shooting gallery poster. The Yama Rabba, you're Israeli, so you've been there probably, huh? The Yama Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba's in there, Rabbi Yochanan. Osa Kosh Baruch Hu Lasses, Sheva Chupas, Lechol Tzadik, Tzadik. Every tzaddik going to have 7 chuppas. I don't think they have 7 wives. This chuppa is just a nice place to sit. I don't think it means you get married 7 times. Shenemar, Ubara Hashem al kol mochein hartzion v'al mikroeh, that God is going to create on every dwelling place in hartzion. And what's he going to put there? Anan yoimam v'oshan v'noiga eishan lahova. So Anan is 1 and Oshan is 2 and Esh is 3 and Lahava is 4. Yal Kol Kovet is 5 and Chupa is 6 and I didn't count properly. Anyway, it's meant to add up to 7.
Lila.
Oh, okay. Lila is a Chupa too? 1 minute. Rashbam brings it. Okay, he says like this. Anan Yomam is 1, Oshan is 2, Noiga is 3, Esh is 4, Lahava is 5, Kial Kol Kovet is 6, a Chupa is 7. That's what the Rashbam counts it out. Melamed shekol echad ve'echad oisle kadosh baruch hu chupa lifi kvoida. All right, so it's not. So it means everybody's going to get. Everybody's going to get according to his kovod. Can you imagine? What are the boyim going to do? Everyone's going to get according to his kovod. Oshon. So the question is. So some of these things sound pleasant, but oshon b'chupa lama. What's the point? Why would God make a chuppa out of smoke? Omar Rabbi Chanina shekol mi she'ed of tzoris b'tamin echachol b'elam hazeh. Anyone who is stingy on when they come collecting b'tamin echachomim in this world, mismalis ein of oshon l'elam haba, his eyes will be full of smoke. It means even a tzaddik, when they're talking about the tzaddikim, but some tzaddikim, if they're stingy on tzedakah, will end up with a smoky chuppa. And then the next one is Eish b'chupa lama. Again, what's the fire doing there? Amar b'chanina melamed shekol echad ve'echad nichlum b'chupasa shechaveiroi, that each one compared to the next one, because they're all different levels of tzaddikim, so the one who's lower down will be burnt, will be singed by his friend because of the fact that he's not as great as the next one. Oyle la'isa busha, oyle la'isa chlima. Each one will be embarrassed, even though he's a tzaddik, because he'll look at the next guy and he'll say, oi, I'm embarrassed that I'm not like him. A similar concept of the busha and the cherpa, even if you're talking about a tzaddik, that there's a busha compared to the greater tzaddik. As we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, the nasata mehoid cholov, the Yevishah told Moshe Rabbeinu to put some of his shine onto Yeshua, but mehoid cho, from your shrine, but loy kol hoid cho, but not all of it. As the Kenim Shabbosa Der Amru, so the elders of that generation used to say, Pnei Moshe Kipnei Chama, Moshe's face is like the sun, Pnei Yeshua Kipnei Levana, and Yeshua's face is only like the moon. So compared to Moshe, so Yeshua was the God of Adur, but compared to Moshe, It was like a moon compared to the sun, and that itself is a busha. So that shows that even a great person, compared to an even greater person, is a busha. God made 10 chuppas for Adam and Gan Eden. Shenemar be'eden gan elikim ha'isa kol evin yikara v'goymer. So the pasuk there counts out 10 different materials that the chuppas were made out of. It was Eden pitada. These were things that are basically from the chayshin. Eden pitada yahaloim tarshi shayim yashver sapir neifech bereket v'zohav. 10 different materials. If you
want, it's out of order of the pasuk.
If you want to cheat, it's a pasuk.
Yeah, but
Zohar
is not in there anyway either. Zohar wasn't.
It's not the way the chumash. It's similar from
the one of chumash is Eisen Peter of Barak.
Yeah, but that's the chayshin. He's talking about chuppas for Amorishan. So the Cheskel, it's pasuk in Cheskel. Then in Gan Elikim, in Eden Gan Elikim, there was these ten materials. If you want to cheat and look in the bottom where the pasuk is brought out by the Torah Yerushalayim. And Mazutra Amar Chasisra. Mazutra says there's actually 11 there. Shenemar Kol Evin Yekara. Even the words Kol Evin Yekara means there's another type of stone. Amar Abyechad Megarua Shabachulan Zav. The lowest of all of them is gold. So you can imagine what the others are like. The Kachachach Levasayev, because it's listed last. Then the pasuk continues, My Melechas Tu Pecho Nukavechabach. That I made some work in you with holes. What did God put holes in Adam Arishan for? Amar Abyehud Amar Rav. Amar Lekashbarchul Lechira Madach Tzur. The Bereshitim says to Hiram, the king of Tzur. Hiram, the king of Tzur, was one of those despots who was ruled over lots of subjects, and he thought he was a whole big mitzvah, you know. And he's a big shot. He's God, like Paro. They thought they made themselves into a god. So Hashem says to Hiram, you know what? B'chon is the kalti b'rosi nekavim ba'adam. When I saw you, I decided I have to make something in a person that everyone should see is not God. So I made Nekovim Nekovim. Like it says by Paro, he used to claim it was...
It's not the Chilin Hashem HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash.
It's not?
Is it right?
I think it is. How many Chilin's going to be? Like it says by Paro, that he pretended he was a Getchke and he didn't need to go for an excuse. So Moshe went to meet him in the morning when he was sneaking out to go for the Dani. So
I wonder whether that's where the saying came from, Gay Kakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak
That's been recorded now for future diaries. Okay, but Ika de Amri, and some say, Hachika Amar de Ebishter said, Bechonis Takalti, I looked at you, the Kanasti Misal Adam Arishan, and decided that we have people better die, because some people are just can't have them living forever. Okay, then it says, the Pasuk says next, Al Mikro Eha, or we split it before, but Al Mikro Eha, what's Mikro Eha? Amar Rabba Amar Bechon, like Yushalayim Shalalam Hazeh, Yushalayim Shalam Haba. The Yerushalayim of the Olam Haba is different from the Yerushalayim of Olam Hazeh. Yerushalayim of Olam Hazeh, kol ha-reitzalala yisayla. Whoever wants to go to Yerushalayim, you can go. Shal Olam Haba, ein Olam Olam Hazamonim la. You have to be a certain Bal Madrega to get to Yerushalayim in the future. Shenemar, v'al mikra'eha, you have to be called in. If you are passed through the security check, you know, then you can go in Yerushalayim, but otherwise, the mere simple people won't get in. In the future, the tzaddikim will be called by Hashem's name. Shenemar, kol hanikra bishmi. Those will be called by my name. L'chvedi and my honor. So that's the people who are giving honor to Hashem. So they are called by Hashem's name. There are three that are called by Hashem's name. Elohein tzaddikim, like we just said. Mashiach is called by Hashem's name. And Yerushalayim is also called by Hashem's name. Where do we see this? Tzadikim Hadamar, and Tzadikim, we just said, Kol Adikra Bishmi is a Tzadikim. Mashiach Tchsiv Zesh Shmoy Asher Yikru, the name that we'll call him Hashem Tzidkenu. We say Mashiach Tzidkenu, Hashem Tzidkenu. And Yerushalayim Tchsiv Saviv Shmoy Asher Elef is, let me get the Pasuk right, is 18,000 Vashem Eir Miyayim Hashem Shama. And that is the name of the city. I don't know what there. Yeah, so Shama means there. I don't actually know what the Pashup Shad is, but I'll take Shama El Shma, that the name of the city is Hashem. So that's Yerushalayim. Amar Abalazar, Asidim Tzadikim Shayim Lefneim Kadosh, Kedar Shayim Lefneim Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the future, we will say Kadosh, like we say Kadosh, 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 For Hashem will say Kaddish for Tzadikim. Shenemar, V'haya Anisha B'tzion V'anoisa B'shalayim Kaddish Yomalei. Those who get into Yerushalayim, which is the Tzadikim, like we said, we will say Kaddish to them. V'yomar Rabba Amar Rabbeichen Asa Kosh Baruch Hu Lagbiyas Yerushalayim Gimel Parsois L'mayla. The Rebbe is going to make Yerushalayim three Parsois higher than it is now. Shenemar V'rama V'yoshva Tachteha. That it will be like Tachteha. What's Tachteha? My Tachteha. Ki Tachteha, just like what's below it. So we'll lift it up so that which is below will look like it's three parts. So Tachteha means, so the way it is now, we said that the width is three parses, the width of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is going to be, and so the height of Yerushalayim in the future will be as tall as the width is currently. How do I know that what's the width on the ground is now three parses? I saw the early Yerushalayim, and it was three parses width. You might think, if Yerushalayim is going to be so high, you're going to have pain, it's uphill. My nephew just said to me last week, wherever you walk in Yerushalayim, you're always going uphill. And even when you walk back from where you were, it's still uphill. And he was right, isn't it? It's always
nice.
So nice. So wherever you go, you're always going uphill. So he says, you might think it'll be difficult to walk, to go uphill. Talmud Leimar, me'ele ka'ov tofena. You'll fly on like a cloud. Chayonim, and like the pigeons, Arbuseim, who go to their pigeon cubbies. So you'll be flying up on the light rail, I guess. Omar Papa, shmamina ha'eva tlasa parsim idli. So if you're going to fly like a cloud to get up to the top of Yerushalayim, and it's three parses high. So from that we learn the clouds are three parses high. Good. Amar Rabbi Chanina, because they didn't fly through the clouds in those days. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Yerushalayim b'mido. The Eibishter wanted to give limits, measurements, how big Yerushalayim should be, and put like the council, you know, they put limits on how far out you can expand the city. Shenemar v'omer. And I said, Ana Atahelech, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? You're going to measure Yerushalayim to do surveying, to make the city limits. Lires Kamarachu, Kamarka, to see how wide it'll be and how long it'll be. Is Amar Malach Asharaz of Nekodesh Baruchu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbe Krachim Barasa Baolam, for you created many cities in your world. Shal Umasa Olam, the Goyish cities. Velonasata Midasarka Midasrachban, you didn't put any limitations. They can expand as long as they want. Yushalayim Shashimcha Besoicha, Yushalayim, where your name is in there, Bedashcha Besoicha, and the Mesamidish is there, Tzadikim Besoicha, Atanoisim Bamida, you're going to put a limit on it? It's Meyat, so God agreed, and he said, Vayemer Elov, he said to the surveyor, Roots, Dablanar, Allah's got to tell this council worker there, Lamar, Prozis, Tesev, Yushalayim, may Rai Vadam Behemah Besoicha. Yushalayim will be Prozis, will be open, so that it can expand out because there'll be more and more people and animals living in it. Omer Shlokish Asar Kosh Baruch Hu Hoisif LaYerushalayim Elef Tefef Yinois Elef Kepel Migdolim Elef Litzi Beronios and Elef Ushnei Shiloi Tutprois. That means, so these are all weird words. So the Eber is going to make Yerushalayim bigger. So each second word here is as a gematria. When he says Elef Tefef, you take Tefef, the gematria of Tefef is what, 169? So it's 1,000 times 169 gardens, which is what, 169,000, right? Elef Kepel Migdolim, the gematria of Kepel is, 210? So there's going to be 210,000 towers, and then the gematria of Litzu, whatever that is, 1,000 of those of palaces, and Elef Ushnei Shiloh of Tutuprois, which Rashbam says is like a palace, but a little bit smaller. And every one of them is going to be like Tzipori in the good old days, which had lots of...
Famous for its marketplace.
Yeah, but also it had all its... that's right, I'm going to say in a second about the marketplace, but it was big. Tanya, Om Rabbi Yesi, Aniri Isi Tzipori B'Shavasa. I saw Tzipori in the good old days. There was 180,000 markets just selling...
Takeaway food.
Just selling takeaway food, so... Yeah. That's lois. Okay, then it says there, then Yerushalayim, it's lois, tzela, shalosh, shloshim, pa'amim. It says that the edges of Yerushalayim will be 33 times. So what on earth does that mean? My shalosh, shloshim, pa'amim, amra blevi, amra papi, mishum, rabbi shua, mishum, sichni, im gimel, Yerushalayim, hein, Either it means that the width of the city will be three times as big as Yerushalayim, and kol achas v'achas yesh b'shloishim adon l'maylo, and each building in it will have 30 stories, like Hong Kong, or im shloishim Yerushalayim, then if it's going to be 30, if the size in area is going to be 30 times as big as kol achas v'achas yesh b'shloishim adon l'maylo, then the number of stories will be three times. So altogether it'll be, 90 times as big. Yeah? Okay. Ad kana garata. Itmar, you may remember we started this whole topic because we were talking about boats. Amuchir is a svina. You sell the boat, you don't get to live yosem with it, right? So now we go back to the boats. We stopped the boats, and then we started them again. Itmar, svina. How do you do a kinyan on a boat? Yeah, we're back to Baba Basrish. Turn your brains into different gear. Rav Omar, Rav says, kevish amashach kol shul kana. If you pull the boat a little bit, what's a boat? A boat sits there on the water, and you schlep it. When you schlep a boat, it glides along the water. So he says, as long as it moves a little bit, that's the kinyan of Mashiach. Shmuel Amar, no. Loi kana achayim shechaskula. You got to move the whole thing. In other words, all of the boat has to move off this position where the boat was before. So you're going to move it the whole length of the boat. Yeah? That's the Rav and Shmuel. Maybe this is a machlokes tanoim as follows. Ketzad mitzira, what be mitzira? How are you koina? First of all, it talks about an animal. How are you koina an animal with mitzira? Mitzira means handing over the reins, literally. Is ochza betalpa, but it doesn't have to be the reins. If you grab them by the foot, by the hoof, besara, he grabbed the animal by the hair, beukif shalel with the saddle, beshalif shalel with the saddle bag that's on the animal. The bit that's in his mouth, the yoke that's on his neck.
The bell, isn't it?
The zug is the bell, yeah.
Cow's bell.
Kona. So any one of those things as Masira, you grab onto a bit of the cow, you koin it. Ketzib Mashicha. How do you do Mashicha on an animal? You call it and it comes. Or he kisha b'makel, or you hit it with a stick, and it runs in front of you. Is kivin sha'akra yad v'regel kona. If it picked up a hand and foot, it's kona. So you don't have to move it off its plane. As long as it's picked up some part of it, that's already a kinyan. So that sounds like Rav with his little bit of the boat. And Rav Achi, v'yamad Rav Acha, oimer, achetahalach mulei kumoset. It's got to walk its whole height. So, which is the idea of getting it off its where it was. So it's completely moved from where it originally was. Is lema Rav Damar Katanakama, so therefore do we say that Rav was a Tanakama Shmuel Damar Krabi Acha? Is Amalach Rav? Rav will answer you, Anna Damar Yafil Rabacha. I can say, even according to Rav Acha, who says in the case of an animal that has to completely move, but by the boat, Rav Acha will agree with me that it only has to move a little bit. Because Arkan Lekama Rav Acha Ela Bebalechayim. Rav Acha was talking about animals. The Afa Gafta Akra Yad Varegel, even though it lifted up its hand and foot, Beduchta Kaima. So it's standing on one foot and standing on one hand, but it's still in the same place. It hasn't moved at all. So therefore, he says, that's no good. Avos svina, but a boat, given the nada baporta, nada lakula. When you move a boat, and you slap the front of the boat, the back of the boat moves too. So you've moved the whole thing. So therefore, even Rav Acha will agree with me, says Rav. Shmuel amar frakert. I hold even a tanakama. The tanakama who says by an animal that it's got to move his whole, that it has to only move yad v'regel, is that kamlo kama tanakama ela balechayim. He says that only by animals the cave, the mekra yava regal, either chumekra kaima. Once an animal lifts up his hand and foot, you can guarantee he's going to move his next hand and foot. So it's all counted as moving. Of a svina, but by a boat, you either have to move the whole thing, or it's no good. So it's not that machlekes tanoim. All right, we're going to leave it over here because 7:30, and we'll pick up tomorrow.